Hello, everybody.
Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story about the Baal Shem Tov, and it goes like this. The Baal Shem Tov was teaching his Talmidim, his Chassidim, in the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov stood up, and he began making swimming motions with his arms. And as he was making the swimming motions, he said, "Swim! Swim!" Talmidim, of course, had no idea what was going on. They were completely confused. But after a few seconds of this, the Baal Shem Tov sat down again and continued the lesson as if nothing had happened. The students didn't know what to think. But after a while, the Baal Shem Tov completed his teaching, or for Brengen, whatever they were doing, and he left to go back into his private room, to his office. The Talmidim, of course, stayed and reviewed the lesson and spoke about what was this with the swimming. They couldn't believe it. They never saw such a thing or heard of such a thing. But they knew that their Rebbe was a very holy person and that there was some reason for it. And they expected that at some point, at least hopefully, they would find out. Well, it didn't take too long, maybe a half hour, just guessing. A man comes into the Beis Medrash, and he was soaking wet. He was soaking, and he was shaking, and maybe even shaking. They said, "Come in, let us dry you off. Let us get you some hot tea, sit by the fire." Thanked them very much, and they asked him, "What happened? Why are you all wet? It's not raining outside." He said, "Well, I was walking next to the river, and somehow or another, I slipped into the river, and it was a very deep spot, and I don't know how to swim, and I began to drown. I started to go under. I didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, I hear a voice that says, 'Swim, swim.' And I feel that my arms are moving in a swimming motion. I don't know how to swim, but my arms were as if someone was moving my arms. And I tried to do kind of the same motion on my own power. And after a while, I was able to reach to the side and pull myself up. Baruch Hashem, I didn't drown. And I came here." Talmidim said, "Aha! Now we understand." "What do you understand?" the man asked. "Well," they said, "we were sitting here learning with the Baal Shem Tov. He was teaching us and praying with us. And all of a sudden, right in the middle, he stood up and he started making swimming motions with his arms. And he began to say, 'Swim, swim, swim, swim.' And he was making these motions with his arms. After a couple of minutes, or a few seconds, he sat down and continued the lesson as if nothing had happened. And after the lesson, he left." "Ah," the man said. "Ah," the Talmidim said. "Now we understand." Baal Shem Tov, with his Ruach HaKodesh, realized that a Jew was in trouble. And somehow or another, by the Baal Shem Tov saying, "Swim, swim," you were able to hear it, although you were so far away. And somehow or another, as the Baal Shem Tov was moving his arms, it helped you to move your arms in a swimming motion so you could save yourself or be saved. Now, this story, I think, is really almost impossible to really understand. I don't think that we have any such experiences. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I actually once had the zechus to save a boy who was drowning. I was trained in life-saving, and there is a camp that I was in charge of the swimming, and there was a large backyard pool, built-in pool, and the children were swimming and playing in the pool, and there was a deep end, and there was a boy who shouldn't have been in the deep end, apparently. And I was near the edge of the pool, and I saw that he was going down. He was in a big panic. His eyes were wide. And he was drowning. I did the first thing that we learn in water safety and life saving, which is not to jump in, but if possible, to reach out to the person with a stick or whatever it was, And I don't remember if I reached something out to him or if I was able actually to reach him. I think I had to reach something. I'm not sure. But anyways, I was able, Baruch Hashem, to pull him in and to save him from drowning. So that we know about, the idea of saving a person from drowning. But to do it from a long distance, in this way the Baal Shem Tov did it, this is obviously something that can only be done by a great tzaddik. Now, how does this relate to Mashiach? So one way it relates to Mashiach is that when Mashiach comes and the Geula is in full force, our sages tell us, quoted in the Rambam, that the world will be covered with knowledge of Hashem like water covers the sea. That just like water covers over the oceans, so too the knowledge of Hashem will be covering the entire world. We will all be involved in learning Torah in the deepest way, knowing Hashem through our learning of Torah, and this will be the main thing that we'll be doing at that point in the Geula. In order to bring Mashiach quickly, to bring the Geula quickly, let us strengthen ourselves in adding in Torah and mitzvahs, learning about Mashiach and Geula, adding in goodness and kindness, tzedakah, and all other mitzvahs. May Mashiach come immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.